All right. So I was thinking before. I'm thinking a little bit out loud now. Now, first, let me get this out of the way. I'm of sober mindset. I was thinking out loud before. And so I won't be put on the crazy card or something. I am now recording this to save it for later. Really just for myself. Okay. But now I have a reason to speak out loud. Language is a funny thing. Why? Because, like, I'm trying to understand how we just came up with it. And I was thinking, can you raise a kid without teaching it any other language at all? Like, would it just be able to pick up on a language? And obviously the answer is yes. But what if we tweaked it up? And what if we tweaked it up and say, you raise a kid in complete silence throughout its development years in life, okay? Raise a kid in complete silence. Like, think of putting a kid, you know, like, all right, so the kid is born. You put a kid in, like, some Black Mirror room, all right? It's all white, all cushiony and everything. Right now, that's all the kid knows. Like, it knows that room as its world. And then, you know, on occasion, as it's being raised from being a newborn to however old it's able to feed itself, I would say. This kid will stay in this development stage until it's able to feed itself, okay? Once it's able to feed itself, that's when you kick it out into the world. But during that time, the one person calls mom, or actually no, it wouldn't even call the person mom. Why? Because the person that takes care of it would not speak a damn word. Not a damn thing. That person would just be silent. Like, you will wrap its head, you'll, like, him or her, whatever. It cannot speak. You will wire its mouth shut. Alright? And it will raise the child. He or she would raise the child to the point where it's able to, where the child is able to feed himself, him or herself. Okay. Once the child is able to feed him or herself, him or her will be kicked out into this world. I'm really making sure I don't call it. Alright. So him/her, gonna name the child Himmer. So Himmer will be out in this world and not know a damn thing, like not know a single word of anything. It has nothing to reference anything else to. And then finally somebody's just gonna pick up the Himmer. Somebody's gonna pick up Himmer, and this is where things could go south or left or whatever. If Himmer gets picked up by a crackhead, well then Himmer normality will be of a crackhead's mindset. and then, you know, that's all right. So, you know, plan failed. Go to, you know, we'll try again next year or something. Okay. So Himmer, that's if Himmer gets picked up by a crackhead. Now, if Himmer gets picked up by someone of sound mindset, of, you know, just, you know, competency, you don't have to be in like Albert Einstein or anything, just a person who knows a language, just one. I'm not gonna do bilingual because that'll be too much for Himmer. So just one language, any language. We're gonna say English because I'm speaking English right now. So Himmer is gonna have to learn English from this one person, and this one person, God bless her soul, because this is going to be a very challenging task. Because at this point, we're going to say Himmer is 10 years old. Himmer is 10 years old, not knowing a damn, doesn't know any language at all. It can't, like, Himmer can't even speak to itself. It can't think to itself in a language. And I can't really wrap my head around it. Like, how, like, I don't know how Himmer will be able to think, but Himmer can't think of any language to think to itself, to process thought. All right, that's how crazy our brain is. Our brain is to the point where we can, based on whatever language you start out with, okay, we're able to think in that language. No individual person has their own thought language of, you know, that relates to themselves. No, if you grew up speaking English, more than likely you're going to be thinking in English. That's not the case for Himmer. Himmer doesn't know it. Himmer is a potato. Himmer is a sack of potatoes in that noggin of it. So, all right. So Himmer is learning this language, and I'm guessing throughout these years now, Himmer is just going to like be sitting at a table, and that person is going to be talking to him, just being like, just really all that person could do is just point and say what that thing is. So, you know, it would just, that person will be like, Himmer, you know, once Himmer, yeah, the person will start off saying, pointing at Himmer and say, Himmer. It's like, what? Himmer. Himmer wouldn't even know what to, you know, just Himmer would just look confused and would just be like, you know, like Himmer, you know, pointing to itself. I'm pointing myself right now. I'm saying Himmer, Himmer. All right. And then finally Himmer will realize, okay, well, I am Himmer. Okay. You know, just somehow without even knowing what the word I am is. Wow. This is going to be really complicated. Well, not complicated, but just really dumbed down, like stupidly dumbed down. All right. So then Himmer is going to, like, the person's going to point at a book and be like, book, book, book. All right. You know, to the point where Himmer knows what a book is. And that's going to be the same thing going through every single little object, everything that's on this earth. Like, that's going to be a lot. All right. So God bless that person's soul, because, you know, that's going to be their world, their life for the next however many years, to the point where Himmer is like fluent in English. All right. Because first Himmer will have to learn, I guess, you can't really learn the letter first, I don't think. First, you know, it will learn the objects, then it'll learn how to read about the objects, then it'll learn how to, you know, be able to string sentences together and read those sentences off of a piece of paper. Okay. That's going to be Himmer's process. By the time Himmer is 20, most likely, you know, he'd definitely be fluent. All right. So then I was thinking, that obviously proves the point that you can learn a language without having any reference to anything else. And that point should have been proven already. Well, it was like, that point was already obvious. Okay. Why? Because now that's where I'm now thinking about, like, you know, back in the Neanderthal days, all right, that back in when, what's his name, Lucy or something, back when, you know, Lucy was, you know, just your girl from down the block, all right. So now for the Neanderthals, they obviously didn't have like the languages we have now, all right. This is before Latin in these days, you know, the forgotten language. This is like grunts and high screeches. Like, that's the days we're in right now, okay? So now I'm thinking, all right, so you say you got a little group of Neanderthals, all right? Let's say Neanderthal Craig and James and Tom. So you got Craig, James, Tom. James and Tom, you know, they're you know, they're gelling, all right? James and Tom, they got their own little communication going on, all right? They're able to understand each other a little bit. Why? Because James and Tom knows, like, what's the difference between a high screech and a low screech, or like a high grunt and a low grunt. All right. Well, Craig over there, he's not really picking up on things. Craig doesn't really understand his language already. Those like four little simple communication skills, Craig just, you know, fucked up on, or just say like that. He just fucked up. So now Craig is, he's like, you know, like, all right, well, you know, they all right, let's say like this scenario. Okay. So they all going out to hunt mammoths. All right. So now Tom, who's that? Tom, Craig, and James. So Tom and James, they got their language going on. They're trying to strategize a little bit. As simple as it could be, you know, it's like Tom will distract them and James will go in for the kill. Craig doesn't know that. So Craig's just going to go on his own and be like, yo, I'm going to go hunt a mammoth and, you know, I'm going to bring home the bacon. All right. And obviously Tom and James don't understand what Craig is saying because he doesn't know their language. So anyway, Craig goes out, he gets himself killed because boom, without communication, you one person versus a mammoth, you're going to die. All right. So boom, that was what set in stone that language is key. Communication is key. All right. So, okay. Where am I now? So yeah. So Craig and Tom, they see James die. It's like, oh shit, whatever. I mean, no, I'm sorry. Tom and James, they see Craig die. And then, you know, like, boom. So then they know that language is important. Okay, so boom, there you go. So now Tom and James, now I'm back in train of thought. Tom and James, they kill a bunch of mammoths. All right, so now they're bringing home the bacon. All right, so now they see that because they're killing all these mammoths, they don't gotta really worry about dying all that often, because what, like a whole mammoth could feed a village how many days, how many moons? How many moons can we feed, yo? Oh my god, I'm gonna start talking like that. I was like, I will see you with many moons. Anyway, so now, you know, they're bringing home the bacon, and so everybody's eating, and so, you know, boys and girls, they're gonna do what they do, and they're gonna make more boys and girls. So finally, you know, Tom sees, you know, Shelly, and you know, Tom pumps Shelly, and Shelly brings out a baby boy. So now baby boy, Tom and Shelly got their baby boy Chris over here. Everybody hates Chris because Chris can't pick up on a damn language fast enough. But anyway, he soon get it and we're able to communicate. And so basically that's the basis. Like, the parents teach the kids how to speak their language, whatever that may be, even if it's just, you know, little grunts here and there, little head twitches or something. But they're all, like, without a doubt, they're creating a community based on a simple communication skill, simple language, right? Now, this is just for Tom and Shelly's crew. Now, think about that happening all over the world. They don't even know about each other yet, though. You know, different pockets of populations would have different pockets of people, of Neanderthals. They don't know about each other yet. We're going to go there later. So, but this is happening all over the world, right? So everybody's creating their own little societies. Finally, to the point where, you know, Shelly, Tom, and Craig and all of them, you know, Shelly, Tom, and James and Chris, all of them, you know, they have a big group. And now it's like, yo, there's not enough real estate over here. Some of y'all gotta go. So those some of y'all, they all, you know, they all dip, they all disperse a little bit. They start, you know, finding some more real estate. And then they come into contact with other people, other Neanderthals. Now, guess what? Those other Neanderthals do not speak the same language. Their grunts are different. Their high screeches mean something else. And it's like, yo, wait, what? First of all, I didn't know there were other people that existed. Second of all, because I don't understand you, I'm going to kill you, which is stupid, but it happens. And third of all, oh, wow, I don't even really know a third. I didn't get this far. Well, anyway, so, oh, yeah, third. All right, so now it's like, all right, we don't understand each other. Now you got this one guy, this one Neanderthal. What's good, man? Why are you staring at me, bro? You got this one Neanderthal, and he's like, he's going to translate. The Neanderthal, luckily, now at this point, we don't have to worry about not having a base language now. Now, at this point, the translator Neanderthal has one language and is just gonna learn the other language, okay? And to the point where it's like, oh, you know, like, your high screech means our low screech. Oh, okay, so those are the same over there. So it's like the same things, like your apple means, you know, plum over here or some shit like that, you know, something like whatever. And, you know, that's how you're able to communicate a little bit across language barriers. This is like, even for Neanderthals, this is big. This is really big. All right. So we got to this point, and now, like, you know, languages soon develop. And then, you know, now we're bringing sarcasm into the mix. Just imagine that. We went from having, like, little grunts, head twitches, and screeches to having damn sarcasm and pettiness. Like, to the point, how established you have to, like, well established our languages have to be, where we have underlying tones off of, like, what could be seen as black and white. There's that shade of gray where, like, yo, like, you know, like Tom is like, yo, James, watch out, there's a mammoth. And then James will look back at Tom and be like, yeah, bro, oh my gosh, I did not see that mammoth over there, like, you know. And he says it with a sarcastic tone, and then Tom is looking at James, is like, you said you didn't see it, but for some reason I feel like you did see it. And, like, you know, oh, what, yeah, that stuff, that's crazy. That's really crazy. That's, wow, language is crazy. Our brains are crazy. Huh. That pretty much proves my point. Like, I'm currently I'm currently learning German and French. All right, I know a little bit of French already. Okay, and I'm what do you call it? So I saw this thing. It was like, well, if you know English, you know, like certain like I don't think it was Germanic languages or like maybe it was Germanic languages or something. It's like those will be easier to pick up. And you know, as I'm learning, I'm like, yo, like German, yeah, it's not that different from English. In you know, some cases, you know, like sometimes it sounds like you're just a drunk dude speaking English. Sometimes, you know, like danke, he's like, yo, you say thank you, danke. It's like, yo, say water, wasser. Like, I'm not negging the language, but it, I mean, it gets to that point. And it's like, yo, you can kind of see where they just branch off, where you know every language kind of like nitpicks each other. But then now you think about it, it's like, all right, well, I remember there was a point in time, you know, however young I was, where English was basically the only language that I knew ever existed until the fourth grade, or were like other than Spanish, because here in the US, you know, English and Spanish are pretty much spoken at like the same rate or something. But like till like in fourth grade, they bring in this one teacher who comes every Thursday and it's like, yo, we're gonna learn some Chinese. And I'm like, excuse me, what? Like, nah, bro, like just give me my apple juice and cookies and let me be. Anyway, so then we're learning Chinese, and she says, well, you know, this means thank you. And I'm looking at the whiteboard, and I'm like, how did this stick figure painting mean thank you? Like, that doesn't make sense. All right, like, what you mean, shit? What you mean, shit? You know, like, shit. Like, nah, that don't mean thank you. Wait, yo, stop mixing my head around or everything, you know? Now, mind you, I'm in fourth grade, so of course I'm going to be an ignorant little prick. But, like, you know, that's just language right there, you know? Now we're talking, like, opposite ends of the world. Like, now those Neanderthals, they were on some other, you know, like, crazy crackhead shit, you know? Like, they were on something else. Now, I'm calling them crackheads. I'm judging because, like, you know, our Neanderthals were over here on the western side. They were over there on the whatever side and just saying, you know, things are just flipped. But, yeah, that's language for you. What a time to be alive. All right, I gotta go to work.